Some Syrians fighting against the Assad regime aren't in Syria. They've fled across the border into Lebanon to escape possible persecution. Syrian human rights groups estimate that at least 400 people have been killed in the unrest, and hundreds have been arrested, including activists and their families. Ben Gilbert profiles one human rights campaigner holed up in Beirut.
As tanks rolled into the town of Daraa yesterday, Syrian activist Rami Nakhle was busy gathering and relaying information.
Daraa got invaded this morning by the 4th Division of Syrian Army. 10 tanks entered the city with heavy shooting. Now the smoke's all over Daraa. Now all people of Daraa in their houses afraid just to get out.
A TV in the corner of the room shows Al Jazeera broadcasting video from Daraa. Tanks sit in the street and an ominous black smoke cloud rises over the city. Nakhle sits opposite the TV on a blue couch, staring at the computer on his lap. The 28-year-old Nakhle is a Syrian activist and a human news aggregator, working from a safe house in Beirut.
Every day our network is getting bigger and bigger. Sometimes it will be like you will find 20 person online, sometimes you will find 50, it depends. We are in Skype, each one of them just calling his friend, some of his friend on the ground, what's going on, and he is updating us.
Nakhle says young activists are using the internet and cell phones in areas where they are still working in Syria. In places like Daraa, where the internet and cell phone service are shut down, activists have distributed satellite phones and modems to upload videos and communicate. Nakhle then uses Facebook, Twitter, and email to send information out to journalists.
Hello, International Radio in France, okay.
Nakhle fields calls from satellite TV channels like this one, or from CNN, Al Jazeera, and the BBC. He does interviews or connects journalists to eyewitnesses on the ground in Syria. The thankless, unpaid job has consumed Nakhle's life and endangered it.
They will arrest me and torture me to admit about all my friends. So I prefer to go out and still working than being in jail.
3 years ago, while living in Syria, Nakhle started a Facebook page calling for reforms in Syria's government, but under an assumed name. His activities are illegal under Bashar al-Assad's iron-fisted dictatorship. Syria's secret police caught on to Nakhle's activities, so he fled 3 months ago to Lebanon. He was smuggled across the border by men on motorcycles. The secret police haven't left him alone, though. A few weeks ago, they posted on his real Facebook page.
They put a comment, "Hey, Mr. Nakhle, we got you. You are in Lebanon right now. If you did not announce you are resigning from Syrian revolution before today midnight, we will go and kidnap your sister." This kind of stuff, yeah, they're threatening all the time.
The threats were empty. His family remains unharmed. But the secret police also threatened to hunt Nakhle down in Lebanon. He says every knock at the door makes him nervous. He even has an escape plan if they appear to take him away. But Nakhle says he doesn't have time to worry. He has too much work to do. On the TV screen, Al Jazeera shows a video of gunfire in the streets of Daraa. A witness says the army is firing on women and children. With casualty numbers rising and the regime increasingly on the ropes, Nakhle says this will be a decisive week in Syria.
I believe it's the worst thing the Syrian government can do. They are burning their last cards. They're opening fire in people. They're ready to kill everyone in the street. But this situation won't last. If we manage to hold on, and get survive of this huge attack, I think we will make it.
Nakhle says he doesn't know what happens if the revolution is successful, but he dismisses anyone who suggests that the fall of the regime would lead to sectarian strife. He says anything is better than the current oppressive government. For the World, I'm Ben Gilbert in Beirut.